And you are tuned to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. Yes, you are tuned to the Ubu Hour, and tonight on the Ubu Hour, we're going to start it off with another episode from Meg, International Shopper of Mystery, and that will go on for about 15 minutes, and then we're going to hear the rest of Jacob Fenston's Chronicles of a Ripening Fruit, a 10-part dramatic reenactment of memorable moments of this continent's past. And hey, if you like the Meg show that's going to be on in a couple minutes, you might want to tune in this Wednesday at, if you missed the first episode of this, this Wednesday at 11:45, it'll be part of the International Women's Day. There's going to be the first episode of Meg, so. And this is, again, the Ubu Hour Radio Theater.
This episode of Meg, International Shopper of Mystery, Meg is exposed taking pictures of gas stations' toilets when she forgets to lock the bathroom door.
This mystery shopping sure takes a toll on your soul. Always pretending to want to buy gum or lighters. Sometimes I worry if the line between what's real and what's make-believe isn't getting a little blurry. What do you say, Tweety? What's our mystery shopping assignment for today? Let me log on and find out.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
I trust you have kept your coming here a secret.
Photograph gas station toilets and sinks for cleanliness? Who would want photos of that? Homeland Security, right? Whatever. Now, where did I put my mini spy camera? Here it is. I wonder if Troy wants to ride along today. Learn some tricks of the trade, as they say. Hey, Troy, it's Meg. Want to ride with me today, do some big game hunting?
What, the gas station thing again?
That's a big 10-4, Red Rider. How about if I pick you up at 10?
Okie dokie, little Smokey.
Okay, Tweety. Keep an eye on the place while I'm out. Here, nibble on this little piece of fruit. It's your favorite, a little cherry. Hey, Troy, ready to go?
This isn't going to be like that trip to Canada, is it?
What do you mean? When the immigration officials detained us? Collecting reams of information about this toilet job?
Right.
What do you suppose they're using that information for, anyway?
Who knows? That was the most humorless woman I've ever encountered.
Right.
Meg and Troy head north to complete their latest mystery shopping assignment, taking photos of gas station toilets.
This looks like the place.
Yeah, the big orange ball.
Why don't you go inside and scout around while I find the restroom?
Meg enters the gas station restroom and prepares her mini spy cam to capture the pictures of the toilet, sink, and soap dispensers.
Looks pretty clean in here, actually. No pee on the seat. That's always a good sign. I'll just get my little camera out and take this shot. What's going on here? This place is creeping me out. What is that?
Cannot be afraid, Meg.
Who are you?
I am the ghost of gas station past, present, and future.
What do you want? Were you expecting someone else?
No, Meg. I'm here for you.
Why me?
Relax, Meg. Think clean thoughts. Clear your mind. Imagine yourself far away from here. Not in a bathroom. No camera. What do you see? Come on, lad. What do you see?
I see a building. It's oddly blue.
Yes. And what else do you see?
A desk?
Go to it, Meg. Go to the desk.
I see it. It's in a small, crypt-like room.
Yes, Meg. That's it, Meg. What else do you see?
I see a bunch of junk piled up in the room, and a desk.
Oh, that's good, Meg. Now go. Go to the desk. You're free, Meg.
What's going on here? This place is creeping me out. What is that? What's that? Oh, no. It's the door. Did I forget to lock it?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't think anyone was in here. The door wasn't locked. Ooh, what a freak. Taking pictures of the toilet. What the...
Oh, great. He saw me poised with the camera. He probably thinks I have some kind of weird poopy fetish, taking pictures of my own poop or something. Oh, well.
Man, it takes all kinds.
I don't know why, but that reminds me of that trip to Canada where everything went wrong.
Meg is reminded of her recent vacation to Canada. Stopped by Canadian border guards, she is directed to go to the immigration office with no explanation.
Can't wait to get over the border. How about you, Troy?
Yeah, me too. Here, let's get rid of this, before we get to the border.
Okay. Hey, let's pull off the highway and have a little snack, if you know what I mean.
Meg and Troy get wasted and stop for a large plate of pancakes at IHOP before they arrive at the Canadian border.
It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. That's better.
Me too. I'll air out the car before we get to the border.
There's a border up ahead.
I see it now. Let's just try to act normal and not attract any unnecessary attention.
Meg pulls forward to the guard crossing and hands her identification to the officer.
May I see your identification and your passengers? And what is your business in our great land of hockey and moose?
Oh, we're visiting a friend and plan to eat some gelato.
These two look wasted, and the driver is wearing pajamas. I think these two have had enough dope already. I'm sending them to immigration. And how long will you be visiting Canada?
Just the weekend. Need to be back at work on Monday.
I need you to pull up to that green building up ahead and go inside.
Okay, up there? Shit. What the fuck is up with that?
Meg and Troy pull up to the immigration office, park the car, and go inside. They walk up to the counter, where they are greeted by the most humorless woman in the universe.
Hi, the guard at the kiosk said to check in here.
Do you have your identification?
Oh, yeah, here it is.
And his?
Here's my ID.
And what is your business here in Canada?
We're just visiting a friend and sightseeing for the weekend. Troy's stoned, too. I hope he doesn't just flip out and go crazy.
And are you employed?
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
Oh, no. I'm not supposed to tell anyone what I do, ever. It's a secret. But if I want to get into Canada today, looks like I'm going to have to tell. I'm a secret mystery shopper. God, now she knows. Oh, God. Now she knows.
What does that mean?
Well, I take photos of gas station bathrooms, pumps, and signs.
And do you do that to measure cleanliness and quality control?
I guess, yeah.
And what do you do with the photos?
I upload them to the company.
Do you mail them or email them?
Why does she care? Why is she asking all these questions? What is she printing out over there? She has stacks of paper. Is she just fucking with me? I email them on the internet.
Have a seat over there.
What do you think is going on here, Troy? No one has ever expressed this much interest in my work. I mean, who cares, right?
You've really gotten us into trouble this time, but don't worry. I'll visit you at Guantanamo.
Please step up to the counter. Sign this.
What's this?
It's a written promise you won't try to re-enter Canada today.
Excuse me?
Go home. Try again tomorrow.
Try to enter Canada again tomorrow? Is that what you're saying? Why? I just want to try some gelato. Why won't you let us in?
Go home. It's my country. Try again tomorrow.
But you let those people from New Orleans in and those monks over there. What did we do? What did we do?
Meg and Troy are stunned at the revelation that after answering numerous personal questions, they are not going to be allowed to enter the fair and peaceful country of Canada. They turn the car around and head back into the United States, shocked, tired, and very stoned.
That was weird. Hope nothing like that ever happens again.
I still can't figure out what that woman was going to do with all that information about the secret shopping. Maybe she's hoping to break into the business. Yeah, that trip to Canada was just like a bad memory. I can't believe we drove all the way to the Canadian border only to be turned back around. Well, let's finish this job and head home. I just need to go inside and make a small purchase.
Meg approaches the gas station mini-mart, surveying the premises and making a small purchase.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'll just take a cheap lighter, but not purple. I'm sure they put less fluid in the purple ones to make you buy more lighters.
Sure. Crazy woman, she seems suspicious to me. I'm going to keep my eye on this one. She's hiding something, I can tell. That'll be $1.
Can I get a receipt, please?
That's it. Something is definitely not right here. No one asked for a receipt for a lighter. What's she up to? I'll act like I don't suspect anything. Sure, whatever you like. How are you today? Lovely weather, don't you agree?
Yep, it's a beautiful day, all right.
Here you go, and here's your receipt. And thank you, and have a lovely day.
Nice guy. Maybe a little too nice. I wonder if he suspects something. Okay, back to the car, and I think I can wrap this up for today.
As Meg and Troy prepare to drive away, the gas station attendant exits the store and walks directly to the car, sticking his head into the window.
Were you taking pictures?
No. That's what they said to do at the agency. If you are ever observed taking the pictures, abort the operation.
You were taking pictures! My assistant saw you taking pictures!
Look, buddy, we didn't want to have to do this, but we're from the Department of Homeland Security, and we're working on a big case. Now, you don't want to cause any trouble, do you? We don't want to have to get you involved, if you know what I mean. Why don't you just pretend you didn't see anybody doing anything, and we'll just forget we had this little chat. What do you say?
Okay. I didn't see anything. My attendant must have been mistaken. He's crazy.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Well, don't worry. Whatever you're hiding, your secret's safe with me.
What secret? I have no secrets. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a nice day.
Wow, that was a close one. You know, that guy must have some big secrets, and he must think we know what they are.
Guess so, but I don't think he'll be asking anybody if they were taking pictures again anytime soon. What do you say we pull over and have a little snack?
Remember what happened the last time we had a little snack on the road? Thank you for listening to this episode of Meg, International Shopper of Mystery. Starring in this week's episode, Rolf, Liam, Jay, Carlos, Mia, Peter, and Rabia.